All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to compete at Bellator 290, and that goes down on February 4th. It is a welterweight fight with Brennan Ward and Sabah Homasi getting out there into the cage to test skills, and happy to be talking to Sabah today. How's everything going today, man?
It's going great, man. Just training, doing that typical stuff.
And just being that we're kind of early in 2023 here, I'm curious to, I guess, get the general thoughts on last year, because it seemed like he had a good 2022, and as far as getting, you know, back-to-back first-round finishes, going 2-0, you got one submission, one knockout. Like, how would you assess your 2022 campaign overall?
Performance, I mean, shit, for the 2 minutes that I thought it was pretty great, you know? Put the hard work in the gym, and then you'll have outcomes like that. So I'm happy with it. I'm just upset that I only fought twice. You know, I'd like to fight more than two times a year. So hopefully this year will be different.
I was going to say, just with this being like an early February kind of card, are you confident that you'll be able to at least get in three this year, just being that this is an earlier one, or?
Well, I had an early year last year, too. You know, I fought in January, and then I fought in June, and then nothing after that. So, like, these are my best years. You know, I'm in my prime right now. This is the best I've ever felt. So I want to stay busy. I want to stay active. And obviously fighting two times a year, that's not going to cut it anymore.
Yeah, and like you said, the cage time, too. Like, it'd maybe be good to get in, like, yeah, a little bit more of that. Just, I mean, your last fight being, like, you know, 58 seconds. It's like you're not really getting much under you in that sense. And also, like you said, not really, you know, competing as much. Like, why do you think that is, that you've, you know, only been able to compete two times last year? Like, what do you think was going on there?
Yeah, I mean, I fought, you know, 3 years in a row, twice a year. I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand why, but we'll figure it out. You know, I'm hoping I get three this year, so we'll see. We will see. Only time will tell. You know, of course, I have to stay healthy and injury-free as well. You know, after my last fight, I broke my right hand, but that healed up, and I was trying to get on the Chicago card you guys had in November. I was trying to get on the Connecticut card December 9th. And, you know, they told me I wasn't fighting until next year, so maybe this will be different.
Yeah, hopefully you're able to get out there and compete more and stuff like that. But yeah, it seems like you're always getting in great work. Like, obviously American Top Team being like a primary space, but it also seems like Boca Boxing District is a place where you're getting in work. Are those like the main kind of spaces you're kind of honing the skills ahead of this one?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well.
Oh, sorry. I was just saying, like, it seems like American Top Team and Boca Boxing District is where you're mostly getting in work. Are those the primary gyms?
Yeah, American Top Team, Coconut Creek. I train with my boxing coach, Di Davis, at his facility at Boca Boxing. I do my strength conditioning out with Jeremy DeProve. He's out in Wellington. that's where I'm primarily at. You know, that's primarily, I'm at those gyms. Mainly American Top Team. I'd say I spend most of my time there. I'm there every single day. And then when I go to, you know, Guy's gym in Boca, I'll finish my session at Top Team, and then train one in the day, I'll have a session with him. And that's the same with my strength condition. So American Top Team, I'm there every single day getting into work. But then obviously I sharpen up my hands with Guy, strength conditioning with my coach, Jeremy. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, and it seems like it's a great vibe at that gym. Like, obviously, like, among one of the elite gyms, if not the best gym globally. But also, it seems like you've got a good friendly rapport with a lot of people there, like Dustin Poirier and stuff like that. Like, how important is that combination of there being, obviously, the high level, you know, work had, but also just like the, I guess, friendly kind of supportive collective dynamic? I would think that would also add something to it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, friendship isn't built overnight. You know, I've been there for a very long time. I've been there since 2008, you know, and all these guys that are in my corner. Obviously, Dustin came a little down the road, and, you know, when he first came, I wouldn't say we trained much at all when he first came. It was just later down the road and we started training together. But you build a bond with these guys, you know, they're, I consider them family. So they're always there for me. I'm always there for them. And that's how it'll be.
Yeah, for sure. Love to see the friendly, supportive dynamics. And like you said, very much part of what you've been doing from the start. But the last fight was kind of an interesting one because it seemed like there was a bit more bad blood than we've normally seen from you. Like, it seemed like there was some trash talking. Like, obviously, there was the, you know, shove at the weigh-ins and stuff like that. It doesn't seem like there's that kind of dynamic heading into this one. Does the bad blood kind of dynamic, or, like, getting a little spicier with it, add a little something to the fight, just having that, like, banter and stuff like that beforehand? Or does it not really matter one way or the other, I suppose?
I don't think it matters, you know. I don't like to go into fights with a hot head or fighting with anger because, you know, it's, in my opinion, I think that's the wrong thing to do. You need a clear mind. Can't fight with anger, because if you fight with anger, you're going to end up making a mistake and, you know, your opponent could possibly capitalize on that. But my last fight, I was, you know, obviously a little more pissed off because of what happened at weigh-ins. And, you know, what happened at weigh-ins stemmed from, you know, what happened in the locker room. Like, I was in the red corner, and, you know, me and Johnny were just warming up, like, getting a sweat late at night in the blue corner, because Johnny was in the blue corner. And the blue corner locker room was completely empty, and it was hot. You know, the red one was cold. We went into the hot room. I was like, yeah, whatever. If he comes in here, I'll just be respectful, and we'll go to the red one. And he's like, all right. So when he came in, I was like, sorry. I was like, if you need the room, I can go to my my locker room, the red corner locker room. And he just looked at me, gave me this dirty ass look, and, you know, just fucking walked away. So I was like, okay, maybe he doesn't speak English. So I was just like, all right, whatever. Then he came back in to check his weight. Me and Johnny were just obviously sitting there waiting for him to be done. And his coach just, like, kind of gave me a nod. Whoever he was with gave me a nod. But then, you know, we continued on. At weigh-ins, he spoke English to me and headbutted me. And that's when, like, I kind of fucking lost it. I was like, this motherfucker speaks English. You know? Like, I'm sitting here being respectful and being nice. Like, yeah, I know I'm in your fucking locker room, but don't be a fucking dickhead. You know, we're going to fight regardless. I don't know why you got to have a fucking tough guy fucking act, but whatever.
Well, yeah, with all the context you outlined there, I mean, for sure, that's going to be, like, an understandable reaction, for sure. This one doesn't really, you know, feel like one that has that dynamic too, though. Like, I feel like both of you are regarded as, like, some of the more, like, proven action fighters in, you know, Bellator history, and also very specifically under the welterweight division too as well. So I feel like there's not going to really be that dynamic in this one so much. Like, I feel like both of you guys kind of, you know what's going to be in this fight and know what you're going to bring to the table, and yeah, just really put on that, like, action heavy kind of fan friendly fight, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is, couldn't ask for a better matchup, you know, two guys who live by the sword, die by the sword, you know. We're going to come in and put on a performance, and it's going to be a great fight, you know, for people to watch, fans, even the promotion, the staff of the promotion, they're going to enjoy it, you know, everyone's going to enjoy it. What's not to love about a matchup like that?
Yeah, and he kind of has, like, a similar level of momentum coming into this, in as far as he also had back-to-back finishes and his 2022 campaign. And based on the way you're kind of talking about Brennan Ward, like, this seems like someone you were already aware of when the bout announcement came your way. Like, what was the, I guess, temperament when the bout offer came your way? Like, was it like, oh yeah, we're gonna have, like, fight of the night for sure? Because I feel like if that bout offer came my way and I was in your position, I'd be like, oh yeah, probably gonna get some extra coin for this, maybe, like, you know, fight of the year consideration, something of that ilk.
Well, honestly, I knew the fight was gonna happen. I kind of lost hope because Kogan told me that it wasn't going to happen. I was like, what the fuck? You know, I was like, listen, a couple of his fans were his dick riders, were coming onto my page, tagging Brennan Ward, saying, fight Brennan Ward, you're ducking Brennan, like, all this fucking bullshit. Like, you know, it's like, look, I don't fucking duck nobody. You know what I'm saying? You want to get into a fist fight, we can do it outside. It doesn't fucking matter to me. But, so I'm like, man, what the fuck is going on here? And the next, you know, people were tagging me on his shit, on his page. And then after the fight in Connecticut in June, I'm sitting in the stands, which I shouldn't have been because I got kicked out of the arena. And, fucking, I see Brendan Ward walk by. He looks at me, gives me a nod. I look back, I give him a nod back, and I fucking run up to him. I was like, yo, are we going to make this fight happen or what? And he's like, yeah, absolutely. Like, he was super cool about it. And I was like, all right, let's fucking do the damn thing. And, you know, we were actually both planning to fight each other in fucking December. December 9th in Connecticut. And that didn't happen. So I made a video because she's been online fucking making videos and talking whatever he's saying. I made a video and I sent it to my manager. I was like, can I post this? And he's like, hold on, let me ask for permission. And he got the green light and I went ahead and posted it. Pretty much just saying that, you know, Brendan and I agreed to fight each other a while ago and hopefully Bellator makes the fight happen. And then shortly after that, they made the fight happen.
Yeah, I didn't know there was that backstory to it. I'm kind of curious, like, why you weren't supposed to be in the arena after Bellator 282. Like, you were saying you weren't technically supposed to be there. Like, why was that?
Well, the commission, you know, Mike Kogan gave me approval. It was, you know, I still had, like, three other teammates fighting on the card. And we were all in the same locker room. And after my interview, you know, I got approval from Kogan. Mike's like, that's fine. Stay in the locker room. I was like, all right, cool. So after the fight, I went to the locker room to, like, grab your stuff because you have to head out afterwards. I was like, I really got the commission that was in the room super cool. And I was like, I really got approval from Mike Kogan. He said I could stay in the locker room. I'm going to go do my interviews, and I'll be right back. So I headed over to do the media interviews afterwards, and I was walking back. First lady stops me, says, you can't be here, you gotta leave. I was like, I got approval from Mike Hogan, he said it was okay. She's like, no. I was like, well, you should probably touch base with someone so you guys are all on the same page, because I keep getting asked the same questions. And if you know, the next lady came, she's like, you can't be here, you gotta leave. I was like, and then I started getting irritated. I was like, no, I don't. I just told you guys, I'm like, I got approval to be back here. So I'm not fucking leaving. So I went back to she kept on talking, I just ignored her. I went back to the dressing room. And the next thing you know, fucking police came and more commission people came and all this shit, and they're like, I was like, listen, dude, I was like, look at the text message between me and Kogan. That it was okay for me to stay and all this stuff. And the gentleman that I was talking to was super cool about it. He's like, all right, sit tight. And we had a couple phone calls, and I'll let you know if you're able to stay in the locker room or not. I was like, all right, no worries. Come back, like, 15, 20 minutes later, and he's like, dude, I'm sorry, you gotta go. I was like, all right, no worries. He's like, you're actually getting kicked out of the whole building. You can't come back in here to watch the fight either. I'm like, fucking great. So I went out, my manager and I, and a couple other people went to go grab some pizza. We ate pizza and Johnny's fight. You know, he's about to fucking walk out for a fight. I'm like, I'm going back in, I don't give a shit. So I fucking went back into the arena and sat in my seat and fucking just kept quiet to watch the whole fight and then left.
It's going to be a similar dynamic for this card too, and as far as you're going to want to stay back and corner some people after, because I mean, Johnny is obviously, you know, on this card as well. So hopefully a smoother process this time, or what are we thinking about all that? Are you going to handle this any differently? Or
I'm going to have to, you know, it's me, Johnny, and Mike Lombardo. Mike Lombardo fights earlier in the night. So I'll be watching that in the dressing room. And Johnny, he's right after me. So I'm going to as quick as possible, man, hopefully get out of the cage, do my interviews, and then, you know, quickly rush to shower and get dressed. And I won't even shower. I just need to watch Johnny fight, support him, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And I don't want to take up too much of your time. I imagine you have some other interviews to do too, but it's been great getting to talk to you, Sabah. I guess I'm curious if there's anything you might want to add, though, as like a parting kind of final thought as we're wrapping things up here, though.
No, nothing, man. Besides, I'm just looking forward to getting into a goddamn chess fight. You know, this is what I enjoy doing, and I'm excited to put on another spectacular performance and come out with my hand raised.
Yeah, well, I think anyone who's remotely familiar about yourself and also Brennan Ward, I think they can expect one of the better fights, if not the very best fight of the calendar year, and I'll put that out there. And yeah, Bellator 290, very stacked card on February 4th, and this bout, you know, certainly one I'm very much excited for. So thanks for making time to talk before the fight, and just you have a good rest of your day too, Sabah.
No problem, man. No problem at all. Thank you for having me, and I'll see you soon.